Hi, this is John Asraf here with you right now. I'd like you to focus and notice the pace at which you are breathing and doing whatever it is that you are doing right now. Notice your flow and notice if you are relaxed or tense, calm or anxious. As you notice the pace of your breathing, it really doesn't matter if it's fast or slow, deep or shallow, big breaths or little breaths. For just a few moments, simply and easily, choose and accept your breathing and yourself right now, just as you are, without judgment, without criticism. Just inhale and exhale naturally, and choose to direct your thoughts and emotions and allow yourself to relax and be comfortable with each breath. What you focus on is your choice, so command that choice to be aware and be in a state of openness and laser-like focus. By empowering yourself to accept and trust yourself and to embrace your capacity for lasting change, you will learn to recognize and release right now any of the disempowering or unwanted stories or excuses that have held you back in the past from reaching your fullest potential. As each day and night passes, you will also notice how much easier it is to see, feel, and enjoy the process and your positive results. You may be pleasantly surprised or even curious at how your negative thoughts, stories, or unwanted excuses can be easily released when you are present and aware. Just choose to observe them, release them, and allow them to flow by like a cloud passing in the sky. You are now learning how to trust your inner wisdom and self even more. And each breath reinforces your ability to gain more confidence and certainty in your inner resources as you release whatever stories or excuses that you are now ready to release. This is your time for your whole self, your spirit, your emotions, your mental strength, and your physical self to release any of the stories and excuses that are holding you back and that you want to be permanently released starting right now. Let's face it. Everyone loves a good story, and especially a good story around money. The one where someone wins the lottery, or their company goes public, or someone who overcomes great obstacles or challenges. Don't you especially love stories about people who defeat the odds and achieve something they thought they couldn't achieve? Here's a short story and a little journey I'd like you to join me on. What would you think and feel if somebody handed you a check for $500,000? What doors would that open? What doubts or fears would suddenly go away? What amount of stress would be lifted from your mind and your life? I recently heard a story about a business executive who was deep in debt and could not see a way out of her situation. Creditors were closing in on her. Suppliers were demanding payment. Her landlord was threatening to evict her and her employees. She sat on a park bench across the street from her office with her head in her hands, wondering if there was any last thing she could do to save her company from bankruptcy. Nothing came to mind, and she felt like she had tried everything. She felt like she wasn't smart enough or good enough to figure it out anymore, and that working her way out of this financial mess with the limited resources she had was going to be a total waste of time. She was totally at the end of her rope with no more ideas, no more energy, and no more resources to figure it out. Suddenly, an old man appeared before her and said, "I can see that something is troubling you." After listening to her money troubles, stories, and excuses, the old man said, "I believe I can help you." He asked the woman her name, wrote out a check, and pushed it into her hand, saying, "Take this money and meet me here exactly 1 year from today at 12 noon. You can then pay me back at that time with 5% interest." He then turned around and disappeared as quickly as he had come. The business executive looked down at her hand and saw a check for $500,000 inside. One of the richest men in the world. She was exuberant and beside herself with joy. "I can cash this check today and erase my money worries in an instant," she realized. But instead, she decided to put the uncashed check in her safe. Just knowing it was there might give her the strength to work out a way to save her business, she thought. With renewed optimism and hope, she started to focus all of her attention on how she could save her business instead of worrying if it was going to go bankrupt. She negotiated better deals and extended her terms of payment. She closed several big sales. She set aside her ego and sought help from friends and family. Every day, she made a commitment to herself and followed through on doing three things to earn more money for her and her business. She committed to letting go of any story or excuse she had and made an unwavering decision to focus all of her energy and time on how she could succeed instead of focusing on her present circumstances and why she couldn't. Within a few short months, she was out of debt and making money once again. She felt more alive and capable than at any other time in her life. She realized that she used to just focus on the wrong things every day. And as soon as she began to focus on what really mattered, things started to change in her favor. Exactly 1 year later, at the agreed-upon time of 12 noon, she returned to the park with the uncashed check. Sure enough, the old man appeared. But just as she was about to hand back the check and share her success story with one of the richest men in the world, a nurse came running up and grabbed the old man. "I'm so glad I caught him," she cried. "I hope he hasn't been bothering you. He's always escaping from the rest home and telling people he's John D. Rockefeller." The nurse then led the old man away by the arm. The astonished executive just stood there, stunned. All year long, she'd been wheeling and dealing, buying and selling and acting out of a sense of security and possibility, fully convinced she had $500,000 behind her, just in case. Suddenly, she realized that it wasn't the money that had turned her life and business around. It was her newfound self-confidence and focus that gave her the power to achieve anything and everything she ever imagined. She also realized that before the old man gave her the check, she believed and was focusing on her old stories, her excuses, and her string of bad luck and circumstances. She realized that she was not acting in ways that would earn her the income that she was capable of achieving. All it took was a little shift in her thinking, her beliefs, and her behavior, and everything started to shift for the better for her. So, what stories or excuses have you been telling yourself that have prevented you from achieving your financial goals and dreams? What stories or excuses are you using to keep yourself stuck and in your current comfort zone? Are you using the story or excuse about your past failures? Are you using the story or excuse that you are not good or smart enough? Are you using the story or excuse that you lack the knowledge, the time, or the skill to achieve your financial goals? Or are you using the story or excuse that you are too young, or too old, or too unmotivated? For now, and each day when you get to this part of the audio, choose to end the old stories or excuses that you know you have been using to hold yourself back. Choose right now, today, to create a new story, telling yourself that you have the ability to succeed. You are smart enough to solve the problems that come your way. You can get the knowledge and skills you need to achieve your goals. Repeat this very simple exercise that will help you release and say goodbye to the old stories and excuses that have held you back in the past. One of the easiest ways to release any story or excuse that you have is to first recognize what it is, and then take 3 deep rhythmic breaths to make sure that you are in a calm state as you think about the story or the excuse that you have. Choose a story or excuse that pops into your mind right now. As you do this, let's inhale 3 times together. 1. And exhale. And 2. And exhale. And 3. And exhale one more time. Well done. Notice how this simple rhythmic breathing puts you in a calm state where you can observe and release your old story or excuse, as it automatically will reset your brain and relax you. Now, as you keep in mind the story or excuse that you chose, what I'd like you to do is imagine for just a moment walking in a field on a warm, beautiful, sunny, calm day. Up ahead, you notice a big red hot air balloon with a small wicker basket attached to it. Walk right up to the balloon and wicker basket and imagine putting the story or excuse you have right inside the basket. Choose and notice how good it feels to take your story and release it from your mind as you put it into the wicker basket right now. Take a look inside the basket and see the story or excuse you are now ready to let go of. Just observe it and thank it for serving you up until now. And tell it that you are now ready to release it into the sky. Now reach down and release the ropes that are holding the red hot air balloon to the ground. And as you do this, watch the balloon gently float up up, up and away, up into the sky with your story or excuse in it, totally gone and out of sight. As this is happening, feel how light and how empowered you now feel. Notice how easy it was to let your story or excuse go. And notice that you are the one that chooses to do this because it is the right thing for you, your body, your emotions, and your life. At any time in the future, when you feel that you are using a story or excuse to hold yourself back from achieving your financial or life's goals, come back to this field and this special hot air balloon and put your story or excuse into the basket and release it with ease like you just did. Now pay close attention and follow along with me as I read these sentences to you. You can choose to accept them and absorb them into your mind, your body, and your being right now. Follow along and repeat them as I say them. You can do this just underneath your breath. I now release any conscious or unconscious stories or excuses that have held me back in the past from achieving my goals. Now follow along with me. I now release any conscious or unconscious stories or excuses that have held me back in the past from achieving my goals. One more time. I now release any conscious or unconscious stories or excuses that have held me back in the past from achieving my financial and life's goals. Take a moment now and allow yourself to just be in a state of awareness and a state of gratitude. See and feel yourself releasing your old stories and any excuses that have held you back in the past. Notice any thoughts or feelings you may have, and remember this: you are not your feelings or your emotions. The more you observe your stories, and the more you choose which ones empower you and which ones do not, the easier it becomes for you to release the stories, excuses, thoughts, or emotions that have held you back in the past. Choose now and fully absorb everything you have felt and learned, releasing deeper and deeper layers of those old memories and fears that no longer serve your personal growth or well-being. Choose now to fully feel what your life is like without your old stories or excuses. Choose now the beginning of new, more empowering stories that will fuel your financial and life success. Choose now to step into your power and your fullest potential. Choose now to be victorious. Choose now to live the life you are meant to live. Choose now to be in a state of total abundance. Take the next 60 seconds to 2 minutes and just be in a calm state of awareness relaxed, focused, and totally absorbed in achieving all of your life's goals and dreams.